Welcome to the April 2021 Parkinson's Recovery Support Group gathering. Thank you so much for joining us today. I have a number of updates on what we've been doing here at Parkinson's Recovery for you, and I want to summarize some of the investigations and research that I've done over the course of the previous month. I first want to encourage each of you to take 45 minutes out of your day today to listen to my interview with neuropsychologist Mario Martinez. Dr. Martinez provided, I think, a number of insightful recommendations for how you can really pursue some natural options that will enable you to celebrate a relief from symptoms. So he's not a medical doctor. He's not prescribing medicines. He's a psychologist, but he has a specific emphasis and focus on the neural aspects of psychology. Interestingly enough, Dr. Martinez has a clientele that's mostly, get this, composed of centenarians, that is, people who are over 100 years old and who are leading vibrant, active lives. I must say, as you know, I've conducted 270 interviews with experts across the globe from many different countries who have provided insights and information about what people can do to find relief from Parkinson's symptoms. Dr. Martinez had, I think, some of the best suggestions I've heard in a long time, all of them natural. Even what I must say I was most impressed by was when I asked him, well, Dr. Martinez, could you tell us about some of what you have to offer on your website? I mean, he's got courses and books and DVDs and courses and you name it. And instead of focusing people on any of that, he said, well, you can take a look at all of that, but I suggest that what you do is form your own support group, not a Parkinson's support group, but your own support group. And find a support group of persons who enjoy doing what you enjoy. If you like music, get people who like music and form your own group of people who enjoy music, whether it's art, music, woodworking, gardening, doesn't matter what it is. I thought, anyway, and want to just say by way of summary, listen to the interview. You will not be disappointed. Please also, as another strong recommendation, if you've not already done so, connect in to my new course, The Future of Medicine. It doesn't cost a cent. It's a no-cost course. Actually, I've spent quite a bit of my research and writing time and actually shooting videos to support the content and material on that new online course. And I've really done that for you. After all, you are the people who are providing the support to help subsidize the many free services that we offer here at Parkinson's Recovery. Now, I have another request for those of you that have been taking and looking at that course where we roll out a new invention, a new therapy, a new option for finding ways to help the body heal from the inside out. And what I want to say to you is this, have you pursued any of the therapies that we have covered there? Have you got them? Are you using them? Please send back to me your report. So how did it go? Is it helping? Have you noticed a difference? And so what's the difference? Or is it not helping? The reality is that there are a number of new initiatives out there, new inventions, new discoveries, new options. And so I want to be sure that we cover those so that everybody can make their own choices about which ones to pursue. Now, which ones I want to make sure that I let my audience know about are the ones that I have pretty good certainty that it's helping not everybody, but a lot of people. So let me know your experience. And, of course, if it's not helping, I certainly need to know that as well. I think the newest invention that I have covered there in the course and also on an interview in the radio show has been a discovery called the Tesla. It's a device that's really quite interesting. And the information I have is that a number of you have decided to go ahead and give that a spin. So if you have, if you're using it, please email me or call me. Let me know how that is going. It's so new that we don't have very much information about that particular new device in particular. What have I been doing this past month here at Parkinson's Recovery besides for doing, of course, the radio show interviews? I really have spent a lot of time and focus on better understanding bioacoustic therapy. That's sound therapy. And have been watching some videos, taking some courses, learning more about it myself, trying to understand how I can help you acquire the ability to heal using sound. I have been working with Sherry Edwards, who is the pioneer of bioacoustics and the chief executive officer of Sound Health Options in Ohio now for over a decade. Sherry's come to our Parkinson's Recovery Summits. She's provided presentations, and I think probably more so than anybody that I have interviewed over the years on the radio show, Sherry has identified a number of factors that influence the symptoms that are associated with the diagnosis of Parkinson's disease. Some ideas, some suggestions that according to her analysis, other people have not identified. There's a wide range of factors that cause these symptoms. And so I feel as though the sound therapy is one that can address some of those hidden causes that nobody else is picking up. So I'm very much a supporter of sound therapy and, of course, of Sherry Edwards' work. So what I've done in the Future of Medicine course, the course that if you have not already been taking, I really strongly recommend that you take, I've added new modules in the bioacoustic or the sound therapy module. Now, if you sign up for the course, you are not going to see that module in the very beginning. I roll out each of the therapies or new suggestions every 5 or so days, but it will roll up in about 10 or 15 days or so. And what I've really concluded is that there is a lot involved if you're trying to figure out how to do this particular therapy yourself. In other words, a do-it-yourself thing where you're going to take the courses and basically learn how to apply the technology for yourself. What I'm recommending, and you'll find this in the course itself, is that if you have a practitioner who lives near you, then just go visit the practitioner and begin getting their help. Let them do it for you. Now, there are not that many practitioners. As I look, the list is now more and more impressive every year. But still, in each state, there may be only one or two practitioners at most. In some states, there are no practitioners. So what really happens is you will want to be sure to connect with the bioacoustic practitioner, but you'll have to submit your voice profile to the practitioner, and there's a bunch of steps to be able to do that. You have to download the recording software called Audacity to your computer. Now, it's not a big deal. I mean, it's pretty straightforward to be able to do that. But second of all, you do have to acquire a very special microphone that picks up low frequencies as well as high frequencies. That microphone cost about $35, so I went to the store, bought it myself, and submitted my own profile. So you'll see in the new videos that I have shot just over the last several weeks, I just explained what the results were of what I submitted for my free analysis. So in the Sound Health Options, they have a portal. You can submit your two voice prints. That's just a 30-second set of you're talking about your health, and then second of all, a second voice profile where you're mundanely talking about the birds that are flying about outside your window or the grass or mowing that you've done this last week or the trees or the weather, something mundane. And so there's an analysis that is done by the bioacoustic staff for free, and you'll get back an initial report. But that's just the beginning. The fact is that there really needs to be some more specific focus and analysis given whatever specific symptoms you experience. They have a number of different templates that they have created. When I say a number, it's now over 50. And for the Parkinson's template, they now have, I think I saw a listing of at least 8 or 10 very specific symptoms. So they've got a template for the rigidity that is experienced by many people with this diagnosis, the tremors, et cetera, et cetera. So they can feed your voice profile into that template, match your profile with other people who have that same similar symptom, and then get a lot of information about what's out of balance, what nutrients you might need, what support you might need, what sound frequencies are missing that need to be supported, and then they can actually prepare a what's called tone box, which delivers the frequencies directly to you that you need. You can listen to the frequencies over the period of a night while you're sleeping. You can listen in headphones. You don't listen continuously because you don't want to overdose yourself. Remember, when you're listening to this sound therapy, it's like taking medicine. It's really not that different, so you don't want to really overdose on any of that. In the end, though, I want to suggest please watch what I've prepared by way of additional explanation. If you've already seen that content, I think you'll find there's some new content there that I just added over, again, the last several weeks. And decide for yourself if this is a therapy you might want to pursue. It's one choice among many choices. Again, the future of the medicine is in frequency delivery. And sound is one useful and powerful way to deliver that therapy. Has medical science caught up with the fact that sound is where it's at in terms of the future of medicine? The answer is yes. I don't know if any of you are familiar with a new FDA-approved therapy that's done by a hospital called Focused Ultrasound. And guess what? That's a sound that's delivered to the substantia nigra. Now, it's a very expensive therapy. It costs quite a few thousands of dollars. You have to get a number of different treatments over a period of time. But the results, the actual studies show that, in fact, it really does provide support. So I think even medical science has realized that sound is got powerful therapeutic effects that can bring the body back into balance. So again, I've done a lot of thinking about how I can best support that as a therapeutic option if you decide that's one that you want to pursue. And I've got additional content and material in the Future of Medicine course. And again, if you've just joined us, remember that course is a no-cost course. I'm encouraging you, please register for that. Get in there. Begin to look at a number of different ideas. And the ones that are called out to you, well, take some action. The early reports we've got for many of those options is really very encouraging. And so I'm encouraged that I think we're on to being able to realize this is the way to help to support the body's ability to come back into full and complete balance. Now, I have another very exciting report for you, and it's the following. There is a therapy that I also cover in the Future of Medicine course. It is called Pulsed Electromagnetic Field Therapy, PEMF. And more specifically, the therapy that I strongly recommend, the only one really, is called the Beamer, B-E-M-E-R. Why is that? It's because you should see the research that has been done on the Beamer. It is very impressive. Now, there are other devices that are on the market out there. There's some companies that compare themselves to the Beamer and complain. They claim they're either better or the same, and they, you know, charge perhaps half as much. No research has been done on any of those devices, and I quite question the integrity of some of those companies. But I do know that the Beamer is one that has a company that has an excellent product and has a lot of integrity. Now, why am I talking about this specific therapy as one that I want to alert your attention to? Well, this therapy, the Beamer, is the only PMF therapy now that has just received over the past couple of months FDA approval. How about that? For all sorts of different symptoms. So with the FDA approval, they had to ramp up the production of the Beamer, and now they are finally selling the Beamer here in the United States. It's taken quite a while for that to actually happen once they got their FDA approval. Now, what I'm going to do here is I have recruited the mentor who has introduced actually me to the Beamer about 4 years ago, natural pharmacist Ross Pelton, who knows all about the Beamer. He is going to provide a preview and an overview of what this technology is, what it does, why you should consider this as something that would provide support for your own recovery. And while Ross is now on a brief vacation, he'll be back and we'll be scheduling that interview here in the next couple of weeks. So be sure to be on the lookout for that interview. Of course, we'll have it on the radio show and then we'll post that as well on the Future of Medicine class that where I cover the PEMF content. So what does this therapy do and why am I suggesting? I really want to suggest that you consider this as a very good possibility, at least moving this up to the top of your list of therapeutic considerations. Well, the reason is this. I think it really is a therapy that is the best anti-aging therapy out there. What it does is it opens up the capillaries, those small little passageways that delivers the blood to the billions of cells in our body. And with aging, with a lot of trauma, we have a lot of restriction in those capillaries. And so what happens is they get shut down, they get logjammed. And that means that there's no longer any possibility of nutrients getting to the cells, so the cells die much more frequently than we would like. Fewer cells are reborn. And second of all, there's no way for the toxins to be removed from the cells. After all, if the fluid's not there, you can't remove a toxin from a cell that's pretty bone dry. So it removes the waste material from the cells, and it also opens up the passageway so the nutrients can actually be delivered to the cells. The bottom line of what I see in terms of this very specific therapy is the following. We do have reports that it has addressed symptoms associated with Parkinson's, and that's a really good news, but I think it has much wider implications. And that is that we in our journey here on this earth with aging, we ultimately confront a number of challenges. The world is not a particularly safe world to live in these days. We've got lots of toxins that we are exposed to, some foods that we eat, maybe not intentionally, that are really not in our best and the highest good. So we're really challenged. Our body is assaulted right and left. And of course, the big health challenge of the century happens to be unfortunately, the EMF pollutions from cell towers and cell phones and smart cars and smart electric meters, et cetera, et cetera. And that means that our body is really challenged to be able to maintain health and wellness. So the Beamer is a technology that enables us to be able to head off future illnesses and symptoms and conditions as well as address current chronic conditions. And I think what Ross has been telling me now for a number of years is, in his opinion, it's the best anti-aging device and therapy out there. And I now agree. I use the Beamer myself on a regular basis and find that it really is a therapy that has astonishing and wonderful supports. Of course, the other benefit of this therapy, I think, is the following. A disease state will hang out in the energy field for a while, sometimes 4, 5, 6 months, and then finally it gets actualized in a physical sense. So the Beamer is something that's enabling the body to be able to head off the assault of an oncoming disease illness that is about to enter into the body, whatever that is. So if you step aside from identifying yourself with symptoms associated with the diagnosis of Parkinson's disease and realize that there are lots of factors that influence that, I think this particular therapy is one that I think really is one, given the number of incredible research results that they've gotten using the Beamer, this very specific device, that I can just say without any hesitation, I really think that's something that would be one that I would seriously suggest that you consider. Now, I have been telling people, and I say this in the module in the Future of Medicine course, well, don't order it yet, and that's because they didn't have the full body pad that you want to lie on available because they didn't have any in supply. But they now do have that. They are now selling the full, what's called Beamer Pro. And so I think it's now time to be able to take more seriously that as an option. So by way of summary, look out for the announcement of the interview with natural pharmacist Ross Pelton. We will be airing that interview in a couple of weeks, and he'll be telling us all about what's the history behind the Beamer, what is it designed to do, what's the research evidence, why would he recommend this as a therapy that would address or help address not only neurological challenges, but other challenges that a person might confront, whether that be high blood pressure or problems with monitoring sugar levels in the body or pain or you name it. So we've got exciting developments actually on all of those fronts, the sound therapy, now the electromagnetic pulse therapy, and of course we are continuing to identify some of the new inventions that have emerged over the last even year. So this is, while you might be discouraged that you have not yet been able to find any kind of therapies that will enable you to get relief from your symptoms, the good news is that this particular time to live on this earth is pretty exciting in that there's just so many possibilities that have emerged out there for being able to get relief from your symptoms. And again, the reason I like all of this is that instead of suppressing symptoms temporarily, these are all systems that enable us to be able to heal from the inside out. So as is the custom, I just checked the chat room. Don't see anybody who's entered any kind of a comment in the chat room. But I do want to connect in to those of you who called in and say hello. And again, if you're just here to listen and didn't really have anything to ask or any topics that you wanted to suggest that we discuss, please just say so. But I do want to just open up your line and say hello. How are you? What's up? Any reports from you about how things have been going? So I have one phone line that's been opened up here from Phoenix, Arizona. I don't have a name of a person, but I do have Phoenix, Arizona. So are you there?
Hi, this is Isabel. For some reason, I can never seem to connect to the web portion of this, so my apologies. No, I don't have anything to add. I've noticed myself, though, the last, like, 3 weeks I've added acupuncture in, and I've noticed that my tremors are much improved, so I'm not sure if other people have had those same type of experience, but that's about all I have to add from our last meeting.
Well, thank you for that report. Those of you who have tremors, there's a good report. Acupuncture helps, so thank you so much for that input.
Thank you. Thanks for putting this group together.
Oh, you're welcome, and thanks for joining us today. And I also have a phone line and opened up from, well, this says Chapel Hill, North Carolina, but I'm pretty sure it's not Chapel Hill. I'm pretty sure it's Los Angeles, and it's Bill. Hello, Bill. Are you there?
Hey, Robin. How are you?
Hey, I'm well. And so the question is, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I think I still would speak for everybody to say how much we appreciate you bringing us these new and innovative approaches. That's really wonderful and super helpful. I would encourage people, though, not to forget the sort of basic things, the sort of bedrock, not really therapies, but just behaviors like getting enough sleep, avoiding stress, and things like that that are not complicated, but we can, I think, there's a possibility to get sort of distracted by the latest thing and neglect some of those real simple, straightforward things that are helpful.
Oh, Bill, that's so beautifully stated, and I want to piggyback on a recommendation I made here at the outset of our gathering today, and that is to encourage everyone to listen to my interview with neuropsychologist Mario Martinez, because that actually was his point precisely. That's what he said. He talked about how you can make dopamine naturally. You don't have to go and get a bunch of supplements or medicines or get all of these very elaborate therapies and treatments. I really loved that interview for that reason alone, is he really did talk about what people can do on their own to be able to reset the imbalances in their body and, you know, to be able to really find sustained relief from their symptoms. And I just have to underscore, that is just so true. When we are in a state of anxiety, when we're stressed, we're not going to see any relief from symptoms unless we are a person who has a preference for supplements or medicines, and those will suppress those symptoms temporarily, but boy, they'll come back sometimes with a vengeance. So being able to realize that we really are in control of our destiny, and there are, like you say, simple, and I want to emphasize, no-cost steps that people can take.
Right.
That just have incredible effects. I mean, very large and compelling effects. So, in a way, these new inventions, these new developments, they are exciting. I think they have the promise of helping a lot of people. But in the end, we have to also realize that the success really resides on what steps we take ourselves.
Right. I can give an example from my own situation. As I realized I was neglecting to drink enough water, and it was having a bad effect. It was just laziness or inattention or something. But once I corrected that, it's really a matter of behavior more than treatment. You just have to build these behaviors into your daily routine and just don't let them slip away.
So when you started drinking water, did you start feeling a whole lot better?
Yeah, I mean, another thing that's sometimes sort of forgotten is you can make improvements in your, aside from Parkinson's, you can make improvements in your own health, which will make coping with Parkinson's better. It doesn't, I think, directly improve the Parkinson's situation, but it builds up the rest of your system to deal with it.
Beautifully said. And, of course, we know from the research that toxins of all types are big factors. So if the body has the capability of being able to eliminate the toxins, people will begin to feel better. And that has nothing directly to do with the Parkinson's itself.
Right. Because we fall into that same mistake that conventional medicine makes, where they're dying to diagnose and treat you for a specific thing. You know, you have Parkinson's, you have heart disease, you have high blood pressure, and they ignore everything else that you might be doing to yourself and just deal with that one thing. And I think that's a mistake.
One of the points that Dr. Martinez made in response to a question I asked him, the question was, well, Dr. Martinez, there are many people that have very little energy. They have very little motivation to take some of the steps that you're recommending that can actually facilitate the production of dopamine naturally. What would you say to them? And his answer I thought was quite interesting. He said, well, if you're waiting for the feeling or the emotion to suggest you need to take action, you're never going to take action. It's not going to happen. He said, and just that's exactly what you just said. So what you have to do is you have to say, all right, I'm going to make a decision that I'm going to join a journey on the road to recovery. And so while I don't feel like drinking water, while I don't feel like exercising and feel like doing the things that I know will help me feel better, I'm just going to adopt a habit of doing it. I'm just going to start doing it. He said, you just have to have the discipline to get started, because if you wait for the feeling, it's never going to happen. And that's exactly what you just said, Bill.
Right. And a lot of sort of the newer bells and whistles type things seem to be targeted specifically to a symptom or a result of Parkinson's itself, where it might be better to take a broader approach and build a kind of strong foundation so that the body can cope with that without you having to try and outsmart it.
Again, that's just so beautifully said and summarized. After all, the body really was designed to be able to process toxins out and keep us into balance. So
right.
If we could just begin to support the body's ability to do that, then we will get well.
Give it a chance.
Exactly. Instead of focusing on one symptom or another. And of course, as we begin to really, from a research point of view, look at a symptom itself, well, it may be, for example, you say, well, these Parkinson's symptoms are due to deficiency of dopamine, and that's the case for probably at least 30% of people with this condition. Well, okay, great, but what's causing that? How come there's a dopamine? Hello?
Right.
And so it may be a methylation issue. It may be a some kind of a genetic anomaly that needs to be addressed. There's so all sorts of factors. And the cascade of influences, causal influences in the body is really complex. And when I step back as a researcher and I look, you know, I keep reading all these research studies that look at one therapy or another that's helping people with these neurological challenges. And I really have to say, you know, all of the folks that are doing the research, nobody really has really any handle at all of the miracle of the body. Nobody does, really. Hello. I mean, how in the world does the body work? Hello. So in a way, we just have to say, look, let's just begin to trust the fact the body's a miracle. The body really knows how to keep us healthy and keep us well. So we just need to figure out how to support that. Like what you were saying is, you know, it's the big picture. Just do the kinds of things we know that will help us come back into balance. And then ultimately, the symptoms we are experiencing will finally resolve.
Yeah, I think that's correct.
So any other reports from you, Bill?
No, that's fine. I'm sure I speak for everyone when I say we so appreciate your efforts and hard work to bring us things that we otherwise would be unaware of. It's very, very helpful.
Well, you're very welcome. It's an honor and a privilege, Bill, and I so much appreciate connecting with you almost now every month.
Yes, well, thanks again.
You're very welcome. I did receive an interesting question from a listener just 3 or 4 days ago, and the question was from a person who said, who else out there does what you do? I stopped, and I'd never received that question before. I thought about it, and my response was, well, there's no one out there who does what I do, because, of course, we're looking at all sorts of options. We're looking at the full range of possibilities. So you do have, of course, a lot of people who have a focus on helping people get well from these neurological challenges, but the focus is narrow. So you'll have a person that looks at, for example, acupuncture, which is a wonderful therapy, as was just referred to a little bit earlier. And that's what they do. And so they'll only focus on that as a very specific therapy. So when I step back and look at all the people out there that are offering their services, there are certainly some healthcare professionals that are doing really remarkable work, but they have their very, very focus on what they do for people. And of course, I'm not a medical doctor, I'm a researcher. What I do is I just step back and say, all right, we've made very little progress in terms of helping people figure out how to get well from these neurological challenges over the last 50, 60 years. So how can we jumpstart this? And so my belief is, all right, we're just going to begin to look out at all these different new inventions, these therapies. Technology has been advancing leaps and bounds over the last several years. So we now have new technologies that are enabling some new inventions. So my idea is, well, we'll expose the audience to these options. I'm asking people to use their own judgments and intuition to decide which ones they might want to pursue. And then, of course, the other step is, please let me know which ones you're using and the extent to which it might have helped or might not have helped. The bottom line is, I have noticed that for all these dozens and dozens of natural therapies that we've covered over the last 20 years, that most of them, if not all of them, help some people. That's the good news, but they don't help all people. There's not any therapy that's 100%, okay, this is something that I would recommend everybody do. In the end, then, I think the best decisions are made by you and your own intuition, your own instincts. For example, as we were talking about a little bit earlier, sound therapy, are you called out for that to be the therapy that will help you bring your body back into balance? Or do you want to step back and say, don't bother with any of these therapies? After all, they do cost some resources. Rather, you might want to do exactly what Bill is suggesting, is to say, all right, wait a minute, we'll just figure this out ourselves. There are all sorts of natural ways we can support our body's ability to come back into balance, like, hello, drink water, hello, exercise. We know all of that makes a huge difference. I see we don't have any comments in the chat room from folks that wanted to discuss any topic. I didn't receive any advanced questions, so I didn't have any extra research work or to do or background work to do to respond to a question. But just because you might not have had a chance to submit the question or ask the question here during our gathering, feel free to submit it to me through an email or even call me. I'd be happy to help you sort through some challenges you might be confronting. I mean, that's what we do here at Parkinson's Recovery, is to help figure out what might be a viable program of recovery for you. Well, thank you so much for your support of Parkinson's Recovery. Your contributions help to subsidize the many services that we offer here at Parkinson's Recovery. And that's what's happening here on the, you guessed it, shores of the Puget Sound, where all the women are smart, all the men are handsome, and all of the children are profoundly loved. Know that by virtue of the fact that you are a Parkinson's Recovery member, that you are listening to this support group gathering on this April day, 2021, that in your own time, in your own way, using your own choices and your best instincts and intuition, you are journeying down the road to recovery successfully. Thank you so much for being here and being a part of our Parkinson's Recovery community.